Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Love and Amazing Grace. I am Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds, and I am one of your hostesses. And your other hostess is Magical DC Love. And I will now have Magical DC Love come and tell you all about herself. So let me click on her button. Hello, DC.
Hi, Barbara. Hello, everyone. This is the Magical DC Love. I'm so honored to be here with you. I am just, I'm still, you know, I've been here now a few years, and I'm still amazed. Every time I, you know, connect and do a show, I still feel like it's almost like Christmas because my journey is so amazing and it's so very special. It started by me putting out, I guess, an intention to the universe, and I wasn't even realizing that I was doing that. I just simply was watching a show with my niece, Kelly, and we were watching the Long Island Medium, and I said, oh, my gosh, that is so much fun. I'd love to do something like that. And lo and behold, before I knew it, everything was, I guess, in motion because I had cookies flying off of countertops. My cell phone began to text me. Spirit was sitting on me to get my attention. So, of course, what could I do? I had to listen. And this propelled me forward onto this beautiful path that I'm on today. And it is so amazing. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a divine healer, an empath, a Reiki master and teacher, an ordained minister, a dream interpreter, an animal communicator, a seer, and formerly I was a law enforcement officer. Some of my education, though, was received in a way that you wouldn't expect. I've traveled to heaven. Yep, I've traveled to heaven. I've been there a few times. Sometimes, while there, I visited loved ones. But at other times, I was there attending schools of higher learning. And this really helps me to see things from a heavenly vantage point. This is where my channeling began, where I first connected with Jesus, Mother Mary. I discovered that there are higher levels of consciousness and healing on a soul's level. This was all sudden. It was unexpected. It changed the course of my life forever. And I discovered my strong connection with the spirit world. Since that time, I've never looked back. I continue to serve and protect, trading in my 357 and now offering angelic love instead. And my journey is a journey of love. Love is what I am. Love is what I do. Love is what I listen to. Everyone, good evening. This is the Magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I am Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach, an innate releasing practitioner, an Akashic Records practitioner, and divine infinity healing practitioner, a speaker, author, and a spiritual healer. My journey started when I realized that I was not happy with my life. And so I started on the path to try to figure out how to fix myself, fix my life, however you want to say it. And during the course of that, I have learned so much and so many different ways of doing energy healing. And I learned how to do automatic writing, which led to conscious channeling. There's just been so many amazing changes in my life. And so now I help women and men of faith step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. I use my wisdom from divine guidance to help them gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. I help them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. They get to move forward into living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. Because these are the things that I have learned to do for myself. And so now I help other people so that they can come to an understanding of love, of unconditional love, what it really means, and how important it is in our lives. And so now I stand in the power of unconditional love in everything that I do. And that's why my guidance brought the beautiful, amazing, fabulous, magical DC love into my life because she's been a wonderful example of love. And you can learn more about me and what I do by visiting my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. And just feel free to look around that website. There's lots of information there. There's some stuff that you can start using right away to start changing your life. Because you are the most important person in your own life. Okay, DC. Ordinarily, I would say, now we will move to our first caller.
Yes, and I just like to say, Barbara, before we do, I'm so glad that you were having a little bit of things that weren't perfect in your life, or we wouldn't be here right now.
Oh, that's true.
So so there's always a blessing. And, you know, if everything was going well, what would we be doing right now? All of us wouldn't have you to, you know, to help us here. My goodness.
Life would be so much more boring, wouldn't it?
It would. Awesome.
Well, I would be happy to move to our first caller, but we don't have our first caller yet, so I'm not sure exactly what guidance wants us to talk about. I just feel like there's something there, and we're supposed to talk about it, but I don't know what it is. So,
I don't know what it is. But I don't know, but Whitney Houston is with us right now, and I don't know.
Does she have a message for us?
She's talking about her beautiful, you know, her God-given gift of her voice. And we all have God-given gifts. And she's there, and she's just asking, you know, each of us, you know, to connect with all those gifts that we have. You know, sometimes you have to go within, as we know, to find out what those gifts are and connect. And she's saying that she's lucky, you know, she had a mother that, you know, really taught her everything, taught her to stand in her truth and really to be a strong woman. And she's
saying how is God's gift,
you know? And she felt that it was so beautiful, it was greater than her life, and she's, you know, she didn't want to ever waste one note of God's music.
That's wonderful.
Well, I don't know why she's coming in, Barbara. I don't know if you have, like, any messages from her as well, but she's here, and she's just so happy and excited, and she's saying everything is okay.
The only thing I'm hearing is don't ignore your gifts.
Yes.
Utilize them, develop them, live them. They are a part of who you are. And God didn't make any mistakes, so don't ignore your gifts. Okay.
Beautiful.
That's a wonderful message.
You know what? She always liked being a woman, because even in a man's world, you know, men, they can't wear dresses, Barbara, but we can wear pants, so it's really awesome.
That's true, depending on what part of the country you live in, or what part of the world you live in.
Yes, right? Oh, my goodness, that is so funny. And
well,
I, you know what I've got to say, too,
now.
Like, Ryan has been around with us, and he's sort of rubbing off on everyone. And he's even been with you, Barbara, and you've been giving some beautiful messages as well. Is it possible for you to share, like, that beautiful message, you know, about, like, everyone having their beautiful gifts that he shared with you?
I would have to go and find it, because the only place I wrote it was on Facebook when I wrote that message. Oh my gosh, I mean, I have to scroll back through all that stuff. I can look for that. Why don't you start with
our first caller?
Okay. Area code 850, and I'll see if I can't find the message. Hi, awesome.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
Hi, my name is Sheila. Hi, Sheila.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Okay.
Where are you calling from, Sheila?
Florida.
Florida, nice. Okay. Do you have any questions or anything for us?
Yes, I was wondering about my finance. And I was wondering how I could, like, raise my vibration.
Okay. You meditate at all?
Sometimes.
Okay. Meditation helps. Do you do any kind of positive affirmations?
Okay.
I mean, they're of interest. Do you do things like that to raise your vibration? Do you get outside, you know, with Mother Nature and maybe hug a tree?
Okay.
Do you do any of those things, Sheila?
No.
Well, what
sometimes
is it that you
I
do?
Meditate.
You know what?
Sometimes
you just laughed. You just laughed, and I have to tell you, you laughed and you just raised your vibration. That was beautiful.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'll do that more often.
Yeah, I mean, that laugh was absolutely amazing, and it truly does help you to raise your vibration. Okay?
Okay.
And do you ever pay attention to how your energy feels? Do you feel when it's high? Do you feel when it's low?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I mean, that's a great thing that you're able to feel, you know, and are you understanding what you're feeling with this energy?
Sometimes.
Okay. Because when we connect with it, we understand it, we have the ability to change our vibration, and we can attract what we're wanting, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And when we raise our vibration,
that.
Yeah, we get to see, you know, these positive changes all around us. And then you'll be calling us back and saying, but ladies, you were right. I'm starting to see that everything's starting to, you know, it's really feeling like it's going my way, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And when you raise your vibration, you're actually becoming more of who you already are, okay? Who you were meant
right.
to be. You're putting yourself into, like, alignment with your frequency, and you're saying, angels, okay, I'm ready, I'm going to align with all these positive experiences that I've been waiting for. Okay? It does take a little bit of practice. It's not going to happen overnight. But I feel like, you know, like you're starting to really, you know, understand it a little bit. And I feel like you're going to be able to go forward. The angels are asking that you don't follow like others. But you've got to, you know, you've got to, this is like an inside job. You've got to do it for yourself, okay?
All right.
And this is where, you know, you take time, maybe sit quietly, connect with Source, okay? And know that you are, you know, you're connected to everything. And we always go through all these different cycles, and I feel like now, you know, we're in this beautiful, warmer cycle. It's almost summer, and I feel like you're almost like a flower waiting to bloom, Sheila, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So Spirit wants to connect with you and help you to raise your vibration, and all you have to do is inhale slowly and deeply. We're going to do it slowly.
Okay.
In through the nose. Okay, do it with me. In through the nose.
Okay.
And then out, very slowly. And you're breathing in that beautiful oxygen, and it's feeding that life within, okay? And Spirit is with you in every breath that you take, every move, every thought, every word, okay? And allow Spirit to really, you know, get you on the path that you want to, you know, to be on, and to really to, you know, put the intention out there to raise your vibration, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Okay, what are they showing me? Okay, so what I'm getting for you, let me see. I'm getting like you've got to go into the, you know, your heart space, your heart chakra, and you've really got to go in there and you've got to feel, okay? Sheila, if I were to ask you, like, what is in your, you know, in your heart chakra? Would it be joy or would it be pain? What resides within you?
Probably pain.
Okay, so if it's pain, it actually, what would it do? It would be lowering your vibration, right?
Right.
Okay, so now we're gonna go from the heart area. We're gonna go up a little bit, and we're gonna go into the mind. Okay.
Okay.
What is the energy of your thoughts? Are your thoughts positive or are your thoughts negative? Is your mind like sort of preoccupied with different things?
Yeah, it is preoccupied with a lot of things.
Okay, well, that what would that do? That would actually what? It would lower your vibration, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the next question would be, where do your beliefs come from? Are they your beliefs or are they maybe the beliefs of your parents?
Oh, that's an interesting thought.
Yeah, and it, you know, and what you're believing isn't really your truth, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's a good way of looking
at
it.
And then we're going to moment and we're going to go a little further. We're just going to start scanning your beautiful physical body, your vessel through life. And when you look in the mirror, do you see, you know, this beautiful radiant being looking back at you?
No.
Do you feel like you're sort of like you're like bogged down, like with this heavy energy, you know?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so that just says that, you know, like your vibration is maybe like a little bit lower than it should be. And it's a little bit lower than, of course, that it could be, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But that's okay because, you know what, you came to the right place. And we're going to help you to raise your vibration. And we're going to do a little healing. And you're going to feel so much better, Sheila. It's going to be unbelievable. Are you ready for that?
Yes, I'm ready. I am ready.
Okay. That is truly, truly awesome. Because I'm getting that you have such inner strength within you, and once you, you know, have this healing, you're going to be able to make those clear decisions that you need to make. You're going to be in a state of peace, a state of happiness, and you're going to be able to raise that beautiful vibration, and not only raise your vibration, but you're going to be able to really connect with your intuition, okay?
Oh, great.
Okay, and the choices that you're making presently, I don't feel that they're made through wisdom. I feel like there's like a little bit of ego going on with the mind there. It's like a little bit in conflict, okay? So we're going to clear all that up, and you're going to feel so much better, and you're going to be able to really raise your vibration and then, you know, take steps to really do what you want to do, okay? You're going to be able to listen and trust a beautiful inner voice. And with that being said, I'm going to ask Barbara to join us and do a little bit of healing, Sheila, okay?
Okay.
Awesome. Barbara?
Okay, Sheila. So we are going to do some dear innate statements, and this is allowing you to talk to your innate body. This is a part of yourself that you can't see, but it connects all of the parts of you together. It connects your mind and your subconscious and your Akashic records and your energy bodies, and everything about you is connected through your innate body. So when we do these statements, we are telling the innate that we want to clear these issues from everywhere they exist in you. Not just the places you know about, but any place that they exist. Okay?
Okay.
So everything I say will start with dear innate, and I just want you to repeat what I say. So repeat the dear innate and then whatever I say after that, okay?
All right.
Okay. Dear innate, I release the fear.
Dear innate, I release the fear.
Dear innate, I release the belief that I can't do it.
Dear innate, I release the belief that I can't do it.
Dear innate, I release the belief that I can't afford it.
Dear innate, I release the belief that I can't afford it.
Dear innate, I release the ways that I push money away.
Dear innate, I release the belief that I push money away.
Dear innate, I allow myself to receive.
Dear Innate, I'll allow myself to receive.
Dear Innate, I am changing my life.
Dear Innate, I am changing my life.
Dear Innate, I am powerful.
Dear Innate, I am powerless.
No, Dear Innate, I am powerful.
Dear Innate, I am powerful.
Dear Innate, I call all of my power back to me.
Dear Innate, I call upon all my power back to me.
Dear Innate, I release all of the energies that are not mine.
Dear Innate, I release all the energy that is not mine.
Dear Innate, I stand in my power.
Dear Innate, I can in my power.
Dear Innate, I am magnificent.
Dear Innate, I am magnificent.
Dear Innate, I am phenomenal.
Dear Innate, I am phenomenal.
Dear Innate, I have value.
Dear Innate, I have value.
Dear Innate, I am important.
Dear Innate, I am important.
Dear Innate, I love and accept myself.
Dear Innate, I love and accept myself.
Dear Innate, I make a difference in this world.
Dear Innate, I make a difference in this world.
Take a nice deep breath. And how does that feel?
Such relief. During this process, it was such a relief.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, you were letting go of a lot of old garbage that you've been lugging around, but you're not lugging it around anymore, so that's great.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, that's good. I don't need that old luggage.
No, you don't. All right, so now you need to decide who you are becoming, what's important to you, and let that be what you focus on in your life.
Okay, I definitely will focus on that.
Wonderful. And feel free to call us next week if you need to, because, you know, we're here for you.
Thank you so much. And thank you again, DC. Thank both of you. Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay, DC, I found what you wanted me to read, so I'll read that, and then we'll go to the next caller. Yeah, that's what I was trying to say. So this is the message that I had written. I haven't made any effort to connect with Ryan since his death. Today, after reading DC's message from Ryan, he and I started to talk. Here is what he said. This group, meaning Sacred Embers, is here to do amazing things in this time of great need on the world. You need to remind them that the group is only as strong as its weakest members, so it is important for each member to do work on themselves. This is not just about what you do for others. If you forget about yourself, then you can never be as strong and impactful as you have the potential to be. This is the message that you are always telling others. Tell this message to the group. Help them to see the power within themselves as individuals so it can be a more powerful group. This is a part of why you are in this group. Connect and assist them in their own growth as the group works to change the world. Don't sell yourself short. You do already know who you are. I love you. And you made a difference in my life. Keep being your amazing self. Love, Ryan.
Oh, that was so beautiful, Barbara. That's an amazing message. And I connected with him actually this morning, and he sent a little hello from heaven to everyone. And he was an energy healer. He still is an energy healer. He said, I'm healing through spirit. So, you know, see him in the present tense. But he's saying, you know, I'm sending healing energy to surround you, like to everyone, and whatever you're going through. And he asks that each of us, you know, take stock of ourselves and then really to take fate into our own hands. He's saying, you know, it's sitting around and wishing is not going to be beneficial or to help you grow spiritually. You have to have faith in your abilities. Live from an attitude of gratitude and count your blessings daily. Keep your thoughts positive. One day you will be manifesting the blessings you used to dream about, and you have to know what you are feeling. If you don't, you will create unconsciously. Everything around you is made of energy. If you want to attract positive things, you've got to start by giving off positive energy. Every thought, action, all of that creates ripples throughout the infinite field of consciousness. You are more powerful than you realize. Allow the universe to flow through you, and you will see amazing things begin to happen. Each of you must realize that you are the most amazing creation of the universe. The sooner that you realize this, the sooner you will bring positivity into your life, your work, your family, and all that you are. Guys, this is your time. Smile. Breathe. Say, oozah. Did you feel how amazingly healing that was with that one simple word, oozah? Take time each day to connect with your joy and what you're passionate about, and focus your energy and your intention in that direction, and get ready for miracles to happen. Intention is everything. Start living your best life. No more excuses. And that was the cute little message that I got this morning, Barbara. But it's really, yeah. His messages have... Yeah, they've been amazing. They've been powerful. I mean, I just, every day, like, you know, I get, like, a message, and I'm thinking, what is it going to be today? My goodness. But that was the beautiful message of today.
Yes, I love it. Okay.
Yeah.
He's given them all these wonderful messages. Let's go to our next caller and see if they still have a question or if we've answered it already. Okay, area code 917. Hi, who's this?
Happy Sunday, this is Tina.
Hi, Tina, how are you?
I am excellent. And you? Good to hear from you on a Sunday.
Aww.
Oh, yes, I'm glad you found us. So, what's up in your life?
I'm just working on my own business.
Beautiful.
Yes. So did you have a question?
Yeah, I wanted to ask about my relationship with Kendrick and anything about my business.
Okay, well, Tina, Ryan is coming in, and he's saying, girlfriend, he's saying, your root chakra, that's at the base of your spine. It's a little bit jacked up, and it's sort of like you're not making a decision, okay? But he's saying, you know, I understand, like... You know, are there other people involved in what what kind of decision you want to make? Because he's saying she's, like, stuck.
No, just my children. You know, just parenthood, thinking about my children first and the decisions that I make. That's another person.
Okay. All right. Well, it's sort of like that, the root chakra, the base of the spine, it's not, you know, it's not moving. And that would be the chakra that would be related to your business. Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's okay. Let's see. And I'm getting, like, in regard to, like, your relationship, I feel like it's going to move, you know, a little bit better than it has. It's going to be a little bit lighter, a little bit more balanced, a little bit, like, easier to interact with each other. Okay? So I'm getting that, like, that seems like it's in a little bit better of a direction, okay? But what I'm getting, Tina, from Ryan is saying, you know, you've got to realize you are this amazing, magnificent, beautiful cake, and no matter who you're with, they're not going to be anything but the icing on top of that beautiful cake. So you've got to see yourself as absolutely amazingly, amazingly magnificent, okay?
Yes.
And when you do, you're going to see how that really helps in all areas of your life, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
See what they're showing me. Okay. Okay. And, Tina, I'm getting you're a very beautiful, loving person, but Ryan's saying, you know what, you can be loving and still have boundaries, okay?
Yes.
I'm getting that you do need a little bit, you know, of boundaries there. And do you walk, like, out in nature at all?
I stopped. I used to a lot. I need to get back to that.
Because he is saying that you would benefit from, like, maybe, like, a walking meditation. And he's telling me that, you know, you've been really confused, like, lately, okay? It's sort of like there's, like, all this mist around you. It's almost like you're walking in a haze, okay? And he's saying you've got to get prepared because he's showing me, like, all of the clouds around you, they're lifting away, and you're not going to be lost like you are. So you've got to get ready. And, Tina, you're going to see that your life is going to have more meaning than it has, okay?
Okay.
And everything is going to start making more sense to you. Okay?
Yeah.
But I have to ask you, because he's saying he's checking out the energy. He's an energy healer, and he's checking out the energy, like, in your upper stomach, and that would be your solar plexus area. And he's saying, wow, she's, like, so overwhelmed spiritually.
Hmm.
She's saying, like, it's almost like spiritually nothing really seems to make sense, okay? And he's saying he wants to just sort of, like, be an empty vessel. Relax, you know, just relax. And allow stuff to come to you. You've got to have a little more time for you. You've got to have a little bit more peace. And he's saying this isn't like a stage for you to grow spiritually. It's just like a resting stage, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Okay. And he's saying, you know, like, he's still in that area in your solar plexus, your power center. And he is saying that... you're sort of going to have to almost, like, you know, like, really look some problems, like, in the face. And this has to do with your relationship so that you can move forward, okay? He's saying you don't have to, you know, it's not about, I don't want you to fight, I don't want you to argue, but he's saying you really have to, the two of you have to communicate. And you've got to communicate really, you know, well, and you've got to communicate calmly, okay? Who's the one that's holding things in? Because I feel like there's, like, energy, like, somebody's going to burst. That someone, either you or he, holds your emotions within, and you're not letting them out.
That's him.
Okay. Okay. Okay, because that's what he's showing me with that. Okay. Okay. And he's just showing me, like, your energy in the solar plexus area is a little off, too. Okay, so he's saying be careful. In regard to your business, he's saying, too, like, just watch, because little mistakes could really make for big problems, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So just be careful in regard to, like, anything that you're signing, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. But, okay, now he's in, okay, Brian, okay, now he's in your heart center. That's the heart chakra.
That's the heart.
Okay. Okay. I'm seeing, like, this relationship he's showing me, and I feel like he's, like, saying that, like, there's a lot of unhappiness within you, okay?
Yes,
he's just showing
you things in. Yes.
Yeah, you're so afraid, he's saying, and it's sort of like, you know, like, you're holding on to him because it's familiar, and it's not helping, okay? And sometimes you're more alone when you're with someone than if you weren't with someone, you know what I'm saying? Okay,
yeah.
So you know, there's a lot of difficulty he's showing me with this relationship. You guys have to really, you know, have this discussion, you know, and really communicate honestly, okay? Because nothing is going to change. It's only going to get worse, okay?
That's him, not me. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, and there's, like, a security with this relationship, too, you know what I'm saying? But... the relationship has, like, these problems that need to be fixed, you know? And sometimes if, you know, you guys don't communicate, it's like there's going to be parts of it that you really can't fix. And he's saying,
well,
you know,
don't
beat yourself up about this, okay?
Yes.
So, yeah. So, I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, huh, because you need to work on you. Ryan is saying you need to increase your self-love, your self-esteem, okay? So we're gonna turn you over to Barbara for a little bit of healing, okay?
Okay, Tina? Thank you.
Okay?
Thank you.
All right. We are going to do some of those wonderful dear innate statements, so I just need you to repeat what I say, okay?
Okay.
Dear innate, I have clarity.
Dear innate, I have clarity.
Dear innate, I have clarity about every aspect of my life.
Dear innate, I have clarity about every aspect of my life.
Dear innate, I accept the guidance I receive.
Dear innate, I accept the guidance I receive.
Dear innate, I deserve a wonderful life.
Dear innate, I deserve a wonderful life.
Dear innate, no one is more important than me in my own life.
Dear innate, no one is more important than me in my own life.
Dear innate, I am only responsible for me.
Dear innate, I am only responsible for me.
Dear innate, I love and support my children.
Dear innate, I love and support my children.
Dear innate, I deserve a partner who loves and supports me.
Dear innate, I deserve a partner who loves and supports me.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to set boundaries.
Dear innate, it's safe for me to set boundaries.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to listen to my own heart.
Dear innate, it's safe for me to listen to my own heart.
Dear innate, I am meant to be successful.
Dear innate, I am meant to be successful.
Dear innate, I know I am powerful.
Dear innate, I know.
Dear innate, I release the need to control others.
Dear innate, I release the need to control others.
Dear innate, I release the need for others to control me.
Dear innate, I release the need for others to control me.
Dear innate, I am guided to what is best for me.
Dear innate, I am guided to what is best for me.
Dear innate, I never settle.
Dear innate, I never struggle.
Dear innate, my life is meant to be wonderful.
Dear innate, my life is meant to be wonderful.
Dear innate, I believe in myself.
I believe in myself.
Dear innate, God believes in me.
Dear innate, God believes in me.
Dear innate, I love and accept myself.
Dear innate, I love and accept myself.
Dear innate, I make great decisions.
Dear innate, I make great decisions.
Dear innate, I let go of everything from the past.
Dear innate, I let go of everything and everyone from the past.
Dear innate, I am moving forward in my life.
Dear innate, I am moving forward in my life.
Dear innate, I am creating what I experience.
Dear innate, I am creating what I experience.
Dear innate, I am learning the lessons.
Dear innate, I am learning the lessons.
Dear innate, I am ready.
Dear innate, I am ready.
Okay, take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
But peaceful, thank you.
You are welcome. And Michael wants to pour some of his super industrial strength chakra cleaner into you. He says you need some work on your chakras. So are you okay with that?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, just take a nice deep breath while he's doing that. Alrighty. Okay, so you are ready to go.
Thank you. Happy Sunday.
You too, Tina.
You too.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. And our next caller is from area code 314. Hi, who's this?
Joni.
Hi, Joni.
Hi, sweetie.
Good to hear from you. How you doing?
Doing all right. Still above the grass.
Well, that's good. We're glad.
Yeah, I see a whole entourage of angels around you. Really, you know, to get you moving in the right direction, to help you to surrender those fears. And you've got to, you know, just breathe and feel the love and light that's all around you, okay? So, Joni, you've got to, you know, whatever it is that you're fearing, you've got to give it to the angels, okay? And allow your situation to really, you know, to heal and transform. Okay? You're holding on to things that you really don't have to hold on to. Okay?
Yeah.
And the angels are saying, you know, you've got to see yourself through the eyes of love, how beautiful you are. Okay? Because I feel like you're holding on to all of these things that you feel about yourself, and you've got to let go of them. You've got to see yourself from a higher perspective, okay? And really, you know, to the divine. And really, you know, have more self-worth and love for yourself, okay? Because you are this beautiful divine being of light and love to me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it starts with you. You've got to start with having loving thoughts for yourself. And just know that you are perfectly imperfect. We all are. You don't have to change anything about yourself except your perception, okay?
Yeah.
And you've got to really feel it. I am love. I am light. And you are love. You are light. And you've got to value and honor yourself for that. And the more that you can love and value yourself, you know, other people are going to feel the same. You know, you're going to send out that beautiful vibration, and others are going to feel it as well. Okay?
Yeah.
What have you been eating and drinking? Because I just feel like the scales are, like, tipped. Like, it's not, you're not, like, really, you know, watching maybe?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know what, I feel like, you know, you've got to allow the angels to come in and help you with that, too. You're holding on to, like, all of these, like, fearful and negative thoughts and everything, and I just feel like, you know, you're not really paying attention, hon, okay?
I'm trying. They're just, there's, everything's right on the cusp of change. In the environment. Yep. And it's really scary for me. And I'm, yeah. So everything from, you know, where I live, which is a job and, some, support in my age, all of that, it's all going to be turned around. No, I get it. I get it. It's just that I'm really scared for some reason of letting go of,
right?
And I pray and I ask, like, even when I can't sleep or when I'm coming out of a dream, I'm like, what is it I'm so, I mean, you know, it's like, because everything, I know, I hear you, everything that you're resisting is actually the truth of the knowing well-being, but it's like got such a cruxy hold on me, and I'm right straddling both of them.
Okay, well, Mother Mary is here, and she's holding you, Joni. She's wrapping you with her beautiful powder blue blanket, and she just wants you to focus on her, and, you know, and she's saying, I will never leave you, okay? So she's there with And don't be surprised if you feel like all this love, like all this love around you. Okay? So you can't, you know, take care of Joni. You have to take care of yourself. Okay? You need, you know, you need that love. You need nourishment. And she's here to help you as well to raise your vibration, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because, Joni, you have these beautiful divine gifts, okay? And I'm getting, you know, connecting with these gifts is going to help you to shift, you know, your thinking, you know, from lack towards blessings, okay? And I feel like everything is shifting as connecting for you. And I'm getting like, you know, there's going to be like a really special blessing coming for you, okay? Open your arms wide and allow it to come in. And you've got to love and value yourself, okay? And you've got to keep an open heart and an open mind and continually, you know, just be open to receive and accept all the gifts that the universe is trying to bring your way, hon, okay? And I'm getting, you know, good things are coming to you, okay?
And
so
what I was going to say is before it seems that I could get, like, today, you know, like we talked about the clutter, and ever since Joe died November 2017, okay, so there's, and then not opening my bills and all that stuff. So I'm right in the, today was the first time I went around, and it's like so, you know, like just to go and pick up this over there, and I opened up some bills from 2018, and I'm getting right ready to possibly do bankruptcy. So as I'm not thinking of lack, there's something about forgiveness and realizing, whoa, even though I know I've been stuck, and not just since then, but before, right? So it's like the unpeeling of it, and then I get really, I want to turn it like, oh, no, it's too much, and it exhausts me, because it's just trying to face something kind of like a consequence, not beating myself up, but a consequence for not dealing with, avoiding, no more of that. It's like the universe saying. But it's really scary if that's how you've been hustling through.
No, I hear you. And that's why the divine is here, to really help you to get back on track, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, like, forgive yourself for what you did or you didn't do. And take a break. You need to take a break from it. Like, you can't be, you know, continually surrounded with all of this, because it's like your nerves are like, they're frayed at the edges, Joni, okay?
Right, yeah.
And it just makes things worse, okay? So don't be too hard on yourself. Don't push too hard. Don't be too hard on yourself, okay?
I know.
And I'm getting, you know, this is the time to really, you know, to be your own person. And really, like, start thinking about your spirituality.
Yeah.
Okay? As you do, just have faith. And know that, you know, you're not alone in this situation. The divine is with you. And they're here to help you to have even more faith and to really, you know, find the solution that you're needing for your problems that you're facing presently. Okay? And as we know, like, there is a solution already there. Okay? So you just have to have faith and relax and, you know, allow the angels to guide you on, like, what's that you have to take, okay?
Yeah.
But if you allow, things can change, okay? Okay. And Ryan is just saying, you know, like, you've been going through that drive-through quite a bit there, you know? Have you been going through the drive-thru, Joni, like for the food there?
What? Ryan?
Have you been? Because he's laughing.
Ryan.
He's saying, girlfriend, you've been overindulging.
Don't be
have you been overindulging?
Like this on the Blog Talk Radio, man. What? Yes, Ryan. Ryan.
Come on, he's saying, you know what? I don't want to be Captain Obvious, but come on. Don't be a negative Nelly. Let's go here. He calls a spade, and we know that. You know that. You connected with him before, you know?
Yeah.
So he's still here, and he's going to, you know, he wants you to own it, and, you know, then you can have help, you know, like you've got to own all this stuff. It's your stuff. Just own it, you know?
I thought you meant the electric washway, but you're talking about the Taco Bell, is what you're saying.
The Taco Bell. He's going through that Taco Bell, and he's saying, oh, gosh, you know, she's overindulging there. And he's saying, you know, you've got to watch, because if you don't start, like, really taking care of yourself, you're going to end up with some serious health issues, okay?
I know.
Letting you know. And, I mean, from everything that you're feeling and the way that you're, like, eating and everything, he's saying, girlfriend, your heart chakra is, like, so jacked up right now. It's unbelievable.
No. He said that before.
Okay, so.
He always says it.
Well, because you're still doing what you did, I guess, you know? And he's saying, damn, I hit that nail on the head, huh, Joni?
I know, right? I think he's going to die on me.
Well, you know what? He's saying, just relax. Say, ooza. Say it. Let's go.
Ooza. Ooza.
Okay, now we're going to turn you over to Barbara Grace for some amazing healing, okay?
An exorcism.
No, that's a different show.
I know, right?
Barbara?
Joan?
I don't think I'm going to make your head spin around, and we're not going to spit any.
I know.
Pieces, so you're okay. Okay, so I just need for you to repeat out loud what I say. Okay, are you ready?
Okay. And happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Dear innate, I release the fear of change.
Dear innate, I release. Wow. Dear innate, I release the fear of change.
Dear innate, I release the fear of living.
Dear innate, I release the fear of living.
Dear innate, I release the guilt of living.
Dear innate, I release the guilt of living.
Dear innate, I release the need to be punished.
Dear innate, I release the need to be punished.
Dear innate, I accept the love of God.
Dear innate, I accept the love of God.
Dear innate, even though I don't know how, I forgive myself.
Dear innate, even though I don't know how, I forgive myself.
Dear innate, even though I don't know how, I release my regret.
Dear innate, even though I don't know how, I release my regret.
Dear innate, I open up to change.
Dear innate, I open up to change.
Dear innate, even though I don't know how, I tear down the walls around my heart.
Dear innate, even though I don't seemingly know how, I tear down the walls of around my heart.
Dear innate, I give myself permission to get better.
Dear innate, I give myself permission to get better.
Dear innate, it is safe for my life to get better.
Dear innate, it is safe to in my life to get better.
Dear innate, I release the past.
Dear innate, I release the past.
Dear innate, I release the importance of the past.
Dear innate, I release the importance of the past.
Dear innate, I release the burden of the past.
Dear innate, I release the burden of the past.
Dear innate, I allow my team to help me.
Dear innate, I allow my team to help me.
Dear innate, I give myself permission to change.
Serenade, I give myself permission to change.
Serenade, I am moving forward.
Serenade, I am moving forward.
Serenade, I deserve a good life.
Serenade, I deserve a good life.
Serenade, I am creating prosperity.
Serenade, I am creating prosperity.
Serenade, I accept the blessings of God.
Serenade, I accept the blessings from God.
Take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
It's marvelous.
And Archangel Michael wants your permission to pour the amazing chakra cleaner into you as well.
Okay.
Just take a nice deep breath.
You have my permission.
Okay, and Mother Mary is going to keep working with you, so you are definitely making a big change now, so just let it happen. Don't fight it, just let it happen, okay?
Okay, thank you, Barbara.
You are welcome, sweetheart.
Thank you, my other little DC bunny rabbit friend.
God bless. You take care.
I love you to pieces, both of you.
Love you too. And Ryan is Joni, when you get up in the morning, go in and go in the bathroom, look at yourself in the mirror, look at that big hairy eyeball and say, I love you, Joni. I love you, Joni. I love you, Joni. Okay?
Okay.
I want you to look that
Thank
hairy
you.
Eyeball right in the face and say that, okay?
Okay, sweet pea. Thank you,
okay.
Ryan, you big jerk. Love you guys.
Love you too, honey.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, DC, we've come to the end of another show.
My goodness. Well, you know what, I'm getting that's good because it's time for you, Barbara, to take a little breather and take a little time for yourself.
I can do that.
That's what I was getting, that you give to so many others. And oftentimes you forget about Barbara. And as we know, you're just as important as everyone else.
That's true.
But make sure that you keep yourself, you know, a priority.
Okay.
Okay?
I will do that.
Okay. Yep, and that's what I'm getting. This is, you know, this is a little you time, so that's why we're ending a little bit early. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, great. Okay, take care. Good night, everyone. We look forward to connecting really soon with you. Have a nice night.
Good night, everyone. Thanks for listening.